Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That's what I'm talking about, Kyle.
We're getting right back up.
We got to get back up, man. We ain't got time for this.
Jesus Luzardo, and I do have faith in Jesus. I think he's going to pitch a big game tonight in game number two.
Luzilla.
Yes, we need him. We need him. Phillies down 0-1 in the best of five NLDS. And, of course, the Eagles take their first loss of the season yesterday. Let's talk to the guy that was on the call yesterday right here on WIP, the voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese.
Merrill Reese.
How you doing this morning?
Well, I'm doing okay. Yeah, just disappointed. I thought this would be their toughest game of the season so far, and it certainly turned out to be. And I never felt safe, and I said this time and time again, when they were up 17-3, I felt really strongly that they needed more points. They had to move, and you could see them bogged down, and you knew that there was trouble in store, and certainly they got plenty of trouble.
Yeah, you're right about that. Go ahead, Merrill.
They lost the game because they didn't play well enough to win. They didn't stop the run. They didn't run the ball well enough. A lot of reasons. They weren't disciplined. They made too many procedural mistakes. However, so I'm not blaming the officials for the loss. However, I don't buy a lot of the explanations that I'm hearing. Maybe they had trouble communicating, but that was clearly intentional grounding. I don't care which way you look at it. That was intentional grounding, and to me, the vision you got, of course, we didn't know about the communications problems that the officials had, but to me, it looked like intentional grounding was called, officials met, they threw the flag, and then Bo Nix came over and talked his way out of it. It just bothered me so much to see something like that happen. Now, they say they later got a call from somebody downfield who couldn't communicate because the system was out. But regardless, to me, that was intentional grounding. And then when they came back at the end of the game, I think it was egregious how they missed the pass interference with the Dallas Goedert. That was absolutely just awful negligent on the part of the official.
So, Mayor, I agree with you. So, yesterday it felt like there were five borderline or, you know, controversial calls. And I thought three of them, I understood where the rest were coming from. The fumble early in the game, I heard you and Mike talking about that, where Bo Nix, it looked like he fumbled, but then they said the hand was coming forward. All right, that's 50-50. I thought the Bond one.
Here's the thing about that. I could see that either way.
Yep.
But they called it a fumble on the field.
They did.
But there's enough evidence to reverse the call. I think it's inconclusive.
Perhaps it was.
Inconclusive, you stay with the call on the field.
That is true. So but that one, the Dotson one by the sideline, I thought it was questionable whether he got possession with the 2 feet. And then the Bond one was a penalty, although you wish that's more on Bond. But I agree with you, Merrill. The two you're referencing, the intentional grounding, clearly it was. And I thought the Goddard one was the worst of them all. I mean, that's pass interference,
Merrill. That was definitely PI.
Yeah.
Sure. Absolutely. So, but again, and Nick Sirianni was very, very honest about things, and he was very, very, said the right things. He doesn't need to have problems from the league, but Nick said these things even out. I don't think they evened out yesterday, but they, you know, over the long haul, maybe they even out, but they certainly played a part in the game. But one of the things that Nick said, which I do agree with, you don't want to put yourself in the position where a bad call can ruin you, can help you lose and make you lose. You don't want to be the Eagles had every reason and every right to build on that 17-3 lead. That game shouldn't have even been close at the end.
Merrill, what was your thought on how the game expressed itself with the Eagles offense? Over the last year plus, they have been more of a running team than a throwing team. Balance, you know, is what they want to be. But they've run the ball a lot, and last year they ran it super effectively. And I know their run game hasn't been as good this year. But, Merrill, I was surprised as the second half went on, they didn't run the ball more. And I thought the Eagles' defense, because of it, was kind of gassed towards the end. It's rare the Eagles don't win time of possession, Merrill. And yesterday they lost it by 11 minutes. What did you make of them throwing so much, especially late in the game, versus running it more?
Well, I don't buy the theory that some people espouse that they were trying just to make A.J. Brown happy. That had nothing to do with it. They put the game plan together, and they operate on what the defense shows them and what they're able to do. And they just, look, they have not been able to run the ball effectively. And I think part of it is that the offensive line has obvious injuries, and they are just not playing the way they have played in the past.
Well, that is true, and it's been choppy offensively for five games. They are 4-1. The loss yesterday to the Denver Broncos in a close game. All right, Merrill, looking forward, short week now, which I think actually could be a good thing because there's not time to dwell on this. They got to just, you know, move off it, correct the mistakes, and they got a game in the division on the road Thursday night against the Giants. First thought on the game, Merrill, obviously it's a team they've beat a lot lately, and they should beat again on Thursday. Eagles-Giants this Thursday night.
Yeah, well, the Eagles are the better team. There's no doubt about it. And then when you see the Giants lose to the Saints yesterday, you figure that the Giants have their problems. But they have a young quarterback who has provided a bit of a spark. But the Eagles are clearly the better team. And I like the fact that they can play again in a few days and get it out of their system.
No question. Merrill, we appreciate a few minutes today. Enjoy.
One other thing, Joe, I just have to say. Mm-hmm. I did feel better last night. Late last night when I watched Buffalo at home against a 2-2 team, and they went down the drain against New England. So there's no undefeated team in the National Football League.
Well, that is true. Yesterday were quite a few upsets, including the Eagles getting knocked off. Merrill, we appreciate you hopping on. Enjoy your week, and we'll talk to you on Thursday.
Have a good one, Merrill.
Thank you, guys.
There we go. Merrill Reese, the voice of the Eagles.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
He brought up the penalties. We'll get into all of them, the ones that were called, the ones that weren't, the issues with the refs coming up. Back to the phone lines here, 215-592-9494. Black Gritty up on WIP. Hey, Black Gritty.
Black Gritty.
Hey, good morning, guys. I thought you'd be happier. You know what I mean? They were slinging it all over the place for you. You know, Gale was throwing the ball. He's throwing the ball well.
That's too many throws, Black Gritty. Too many.
But you wanted to see him if he could come back, if he was down a game. And then, you know, you just want to see the passing offense do something. He threw that down to Dotson. Hey, Dotson, you got to get your foot in. That's another 30 yards. Hey, AJ, you want the ball, bro. You got to keep running. That's another 70 yards, another touchdown. Mm. My boy could have 403 touchdowns.
He also missed throws. I mean, come on.
Every quarterback misses throws, bro. Don't come at me like that.
Hold on. You say he could have had 400 yards. He could have had 400 yards if he made better throws. He missed Dotson wide open down the field.
And he had two wide receivers that didn't get the ball job done.
I get it.
400 yards and three touchdowns. That's all you care about, right? You care about the pass game.
No, I care about... That's not what I care about. I care about the quarterback playing well. Why is it so hard to understand?
Because
he took six sacks yesterday. He took six sacks.
Last week, all we talked about was A.J. Brown tweeting and A.J. Brown's drama. We're not talking about the line being dinged up. They can't rush for anything. Saquon looks slow as dirt in the running game. Put Dylan in. Dylan at least runs forward and averages 6 to 7 yards a carry, not three like Saquon is. Hey, thank you for catching the ball out there, Saquon. What about the discipline, Nick? Everybody's out here doing wild commercials, Kane commercials, podcasts, but people can't line up on time. They get all these penalties. Like, where's the discipline at? We're one of the most penalized teams. If you don't do nothing else, you at least keep people lined up. And all these penalties we get, okay? Everybody want to put someone to rest. It should have been left up to the refs. And then, again, you got another OC that don't know nothing and gets stuck in Madden mode, pass, or run. Looks just like when Nick was calling the plays. Because we have somebody in there who doesn't know anything and is Nick's buddy, and it looks embarrassing. Okay, like, so I don't know. I thought we didn't care about the loss as long as you throw the ball around and had almost 300 yards.
I never said that
was what was going to make us happy.
No, that doesn't make anyone happy. The quarterback playing well, the team playing well makes people happy. Black Gritty, we appreciate it. But, like, why would anyone be happy because he threw for 200-whatever yards? Like, why would anyone be happy?
Well, I think Black Gritty's point is that he threw the ball more. And you know what the unfortunate thing about what happened yesterday is this, is that you saw what you wanted to see as far as them trying to get the receivers involved. It's just that the outcome wasn't what you wanted it to be. And that's the unfortunate thing. And it skewed. Remember how we were talking about, like, a few weeks ago, oh, they run the ball. They need to throw the ball a little bit more. They need to add a little bit more balance.
But they've gone off kilter the other way.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. That, and I think that, you know, yesterday was something that was needed. I think that now, because you know what the weirdest thing to me in all of this is the fact that when you asked the quarterback or the receivers, what were they thinking or what did they saw in that moment, nobody could really answer you.
Yeah, we're going to get to that coming up in a few minutes. The miss to A.J., which could have sealed the game, right? And it looked like A.J. kind of slowed up on his route.
No,
stopped
he did.
Running.
He slowed up.
Okay, he slowed up on his route. So we're going to get to that, what Jalen said about it, what A.J. and Devontae talking about not being on the same page. We'll get to all that. We're live today, Chickies of Pete's at South Philly. Catch all the Eagles action this season at the official sports bar of the Philadelphia Eagles, Chickies and Pete's. Let's go to Way in New Jersey, talking about Topper's role on Saturday night. Hey, Way.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, Way. What's up?
So, I don't know. You probably don't remember. I know you guys get thousands of calls and stuff like that. I know you might remember because when you guys were talking about, you know, any predictions on the playoffs and stuff like that, I was like, I don't want to be a negative nanny, but they got a hit. So, I ain't going to keep you, but I'm going to say this. To me, it's a perfect combination of a failure of guys hitting and also, two, Topper making the wrong decision to put Roberts in the game. When Roberts came in the game, my stomach just went to the bottom of my toes. I knew it was over. That's all I got to say.
You got it, Way. Well, listen, I understood why he brought Roberts in. He doesn't have five great options in the middle of the game. I said that was my biggest fear of the series is our middle relief, right? Like
you did say, because we were talking about you wanted to, if Duran could go long.
Yeah, right. Like our starter is going to pitch well, I imagine, most games. Mm-hmm. We got Duran at the end. But that middle, right, those outs in the fifth, sixth, seventh, how are we getting through that? So I understood Roberts coming in for the one out to end the sixth. All right, I didn't think he pitched great, but he got an out, right? Muncy kind of got himself out there. It was the fact that he brought him back out.
Yeah.
That made no sense.
Yeah. I mean, it probably felt like maybe it even caught him off guard a little bit. I mean, you can't – and I don't know. I wasn't in the bullpen. I don't know what was going on, but you can't put anybody in that position where you say you sit them down and then tell him, hey, you got to come back.
Yeah.
Got to come back again.
And maybe you could do it with Duran. Maybe you could do it with certain guys, but not a 40-year-old relief pitcher who hasn't done it once this year. I thought Topper totally butchered it. 215-592-9494. Are we reacting to a tough weekend for both teams here? Eagles and game one of the Phillies Dodgers. Your phone call's coming up. And we'll let you hear from some of the Eagles on what's wrong with the offense. This is, you're not going to want to miss this. Jalen Hurts talking about the missed shot to A.J. Brown. A.J. Brown talking about what he saw on the play, and even Devontae Smith on the passing game issues. That's all coming up. It is the Midday Show live from Chickies on Sports Radio 94 WIP. The FanDuel Sportsbook app in partnership with Valley Forge Casino is your home for all your favorite NFL bets. From yards to touchdowns to who will win, with FanDuel, any play can be the play of the game. Tonight, FanDuel's giving all customers a 30% profit boost token. That's right, you can get on the action with 30% PBT this Monday night. So make FanDuel your go-to app for any snap. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to bet on the game. Play your game with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.